What's good? What's going on? It's your man Chuck, resident member of the remaining Garrison squad that did not drink the wine. And you got my co-host.
It's your girl Mikasa checking in, your regular badass, still being a badass today. And you are listening to the latest episode of Black on Titan.
And so this episode, just for real. So the opening of this episode was much different than the ones from last week when we had some action and then we had the intro. But this one, we just got straight from the intro. We had the intro first and then got straight to the action. And they kind of showed us a continuation of last week, which I know you really don't like when they show continuations of anime.
Well, it depends. Like, if you're starting off and you're giving me 3 minutes of continuation, then yes, I have a problem. Because you're wasting 3 minutes of our valuable 23-minute time. I think, like, you know, a little 30-second cascade into the next scene, that I can do with that. Because you're not starting us off with the same thing from last week. You're just sliding us back in and continuing. And that, I'm okay with that.
Oh, so they did you right this time.
Yeah.
So after that little 30-second interlude, cuts back to Aaron trying to get back to Zeke, and Galliard and Reiner are still trying to stop him. Like, Galliard is desperate at this point. He's like biting on his ankle like a little chihuahua.
He's not biting on his ankle. He chomped out the man's leg. Like, it, no. Like, maybe Peak would be a little like a chihuahua, but Galliard has the jaw tight. He's not chihuahua. He's a Rottweiler. He's the dog that people be like, my dog don't bite. No, that's him. The dog that bites.
See, Aaron turns around and Aaron starts walloping on him like he a little chihuahua. And like, he just is no more than a insignificant barrier to his ultimate goal. And he is just bashing his head in. And is not five. Looking. Huh?
It was five punches. I counted. I said, okay, five Warhammer punches is, that was a lot of blood.
I mean, you see, afterwards, Galliard's up there, like, half his face, he's like, brain, he looks like a zombie.
Oh, no, he almost did for sure.
Like, Aaron didn't, like, you wouldn't even need to eat him, really. Like, there's going to be some Eldian born pretty soon with his abilities because he ain't making it.
Yeah, he was definitely on life support. But that got us to the surprise Peak attack.
Like, as Aaron is bashing him in and you get the attack from the Titan missile. And like, that's why Peak is, she's a sniper with it. Like, Peak is the best shot. And I know other people
are well, shooting, but McGath is the best shot, but
I mean, I'm just saying, whenever Peak is involved with the shot, it's McGath is out there though. And McGath is out there just like honing in. And honestly, I still don't. Like, I know who I'm rooting for, but I still don't know who I'm rooting for at this point. So he's just taking in all this action. And after Aaron's head gets hit by his own hand, you see all of the...
No, it's not. He got shot through his arm. He got shot through the head.
But, like, it looked like his hand hit his... they give you this little short shot of Yelena. Mm-hmm. And I'm really wondering, what is her purpose? Like, she ain't done anything useful. She ain't fighting. She ain't, like, she ain't being tactical with nothing. Like, Yelena has been very useless thus far. it was like she was just this big old proxy. And I think she's kind of losing her stuff because you have Zeke out here looking like he dead and he's contemplating stuff. And I think she's just hopeful at this point, but I really don't know what her point is.
Mm-hmm. You just see, I feel like she doesn't know what car she has left to pull. And that's why I feel like it's more so like she's just sitting there like, sitting there amongst the chaos, and you can see like, you know, all this firepower happening below her, and you know she's really just trying to figure out like, you know, what else can I do from, you know, her point. Like, she's just a normal human, so I think it's one of those things like she's really just trying to figure out like what can her next move be.
Yeah, I get that. She also feels a little, I don't know. I just feel like she's way more important than she should have been to the course of events. Almost, you know? But after that scene, it goes to Reiner still getting his I can't be Aaron fetish off. And he is trying to get Galliard up because, as we said, Galliard's over there half branded. Well,
we forgot Zeke is also realizing that he's on the ground and that he's been shot.
Yeah, he's contemplating life.
Mm-hmm.
Reiner is reaching out to Porco to try to get him to like find his strength and get back up. But you remember how when Titans exchange memories when they touch each other and stuff? It showed a flashback to Marco,
Marcel.
Oh, yeah, Marcel. So Marco was the guy that they killed in the Scouts, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Marcel. So she showed a flashback to Marcel. And then Galliard remembered how Reiner became pretty much the Armored Titan because Reiner was boo-boo, and Marcel talked down his brother. So that kind of gave Porco all the confirmation and stuff that he really needed. So that kind of gets into our first set of brothers and their conclusion in this episode that is named so aptly Two Brothers, because it gives it a conclusion pretty soon throughout this episode, which is pretty cool.
I won't say their conclusion comes yet, but
not just yet, but coming up.
Yeah. So that takes us into
with Zeke trying to summon the Titans. Because that's when Colt pulls up, and then we get deeper into everything going with the this is our third set of brothers. So we get to the blonde brothers, and Colt's trying to beg Zeke to not make everybody Titans because Sokko down here, he even got the spinal fluid into his mouth. And it's just really impressive that he thought that was going to work because Zeke was looking at him and just like, oh, I understand caring for your brother, but sorry. So Gabby's pulling up, and Gabby has the horse, and she's like, yeah, let's just go. Like, let's just get him out of the range. But that's not really going to work. And Zeke goes ahead and he turns everybody into a Titan.
Yeah. So Zeke scrawled the screen like I knew he was last episode. And, you know, it was really kind of messed up because he, like you said, he did try to show some kind of affection towards Colt. And you can tell that Colt was literally begging. And I can see the desperation in his face. And, you know, even Falco was like, come on, let's go. Because Falco even knew, like, bro, you're barking up the wrong tree. Like, it's not going to happen. And also one thing I noticed was when Zeke had said he was going to summon Titans, Aaron was like, wait, And, you know, Aaron was looking like, you know, no, like not yet. And I was interested because I'm like, I wonder, you know, what Aaron was thinking at that time. But I guess that was our first indication that Aaron and Zeke's plans weren't the same. But,
yeah. Do you think Aaron that was concerned about Falco?
Of course not. I think Aaron was more so concerned about how bringing Titans were going to cause more chaos to his plan. Because ultimately, you know, he wanted to start the Founding Titan Powers because he wanted to have the rumbling. So I think, you know, Aaron wasn't concerned about Falco per se, but because he said wait before Falco and Cole even showed up. Like before, because Aaron was like, wait, and then it cuts to Falco and Cole. And that's when, what's the boy name? Zeke is looking like, you know, what are they doing here type stuff. And so all of that's just, you know, really crazy because Zeke still thinks he's doing the right thing. You know, the same thing happened when he thought Peak was dead. You know, he was like, oh, I'm sorry, but you know, this is, I gotta do what I gotta do. I gotta do it with my brother. And you know, the same thing with Colt and Falco. And so at that point, everybody who drank the tainted wine is turning into Titans. And that was kind of, I mean, it was obviously a bad situation, but it was kind of cool seeing how that transformation they got, you know, even to a cellular level on like transforming them and like seeing Pixie still drinking till, you know, the last minute and, you know.
What's he gonna do?
Right. And just seeing like everybody boom, 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 everybody popping up and turning into Titans. And I know we had discussed how interesting it was how the Titans all look so different and, you know, how is Falco a giant ass Titan and he was a 5'2" kid, you know? It's like, okay, what's the logistics here?
See, my main question is how do abnormal Titans form? Because you see some of these Titans running around and it's like, why are you the one that's running around? Why are you the one that's playing peekaboo? And all these other Titans are just doing that strange Titan walk thing. So I'm just really curious about how abnormal Titans form because that's really weird.
Yeah, it's not really weird. But what's even weirder is that they didn't realize the Titans were humans to begin with, but that's a whole other story. So Falco turns into a Titan, and in the process of him turning into a Titan, he kills his own brother because the, you know, firepower that comes from creating Titans, and his Cole said he wasn't going to let go. And he didn't. And so it was really to, you know, his own detriment. So, in that time, like Falco...
I said, I feel like Cole didn't really care no more at that point.
I mean, understandable. But he was soft, too. but at that point, Falco turned into a Titan, and Zeke tells Falco to get Reiner. So, Reiner is trying to fend off Falco and Aaron because Aaron is still trying to get to Zeke. And so soft ass Reiner can't fight off two Titans at one time because ding, 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 Reiner can't fight off one Titan at one time. So we then have Armin and Mikasa roll up on Peak as she's aiming for Aaron. And Peak's like, why are y'all here? It's over for you hoes. And, you know, Mikasa literally killing people left and right, like doing backflips in the midair, like literally killing these hoes. And, you know, Peak, I'm like, you look scared. She really looks scared to me. But when Armin and Mikasa came up, slick, because I feel like she was annoyed with Slark and his group, but I feel like she knows who Armin and Mikasa are. So I feel like there's a reason to fear because the Ackerman name makes everybody tremble. So honestly, if anybody who she should be afraid of, I think she knows it's Mikasa who she should be afraid of. So I don't know, like I'm not saying, oh, she's shaking in her boots, but I do think she was like, it's over for you. Like, you know, that's more, I feel like that was more like give up. She's trying to get them to give up because you know if these hoes go toe-to-toe with you and you on your last leg already, then you really, you know, you're going to be fighting an uphill battle.
I mean, especially knowing that Armin's the colossal titan. So even though if you ever wanted to just... But I really think, you know how like in anime, when certain characters like come up against each other and they look forward to the fight, they look forward to the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of feel like it was at that point because like Peak is their version. And I mean, especially with like the company that she keeps, the other soldiers, Peak is pretty much their version of their baddest badass, you know, out of the Titans they have left. Because it can't be Reiner or Porco. So I feel like she was kind of looking forward to that as much as you can look forward to a fight that will probably result in the end of your life.
People don't like fighting that much to really want to go up against. I think Peak is the type of person that prefers to have the upper hand. She don't even want to get to the point where we gonna have to duke it out with each other. Because, I mean, even if it's hand-to-hand combat, she's still losing.
Nah, like, if she hopped out of her Titan form and she had to fight Mikasa hand-to-hand, she would lose, but I feel like the fight would be closer. Because, I mean, we've seen Peak have some
hands. Yeah, she'd be closer, because she definitely at a mad disadvantage if she in Titan form, but just because it's a closer fight.
Well, like, if they was boxing.
Bro, Mikasa already got, like, 6 inches on her. It's OB.
Oh yeah, that reach would mess her up. But I'm just saying.
Mikasa got muscles, anime muscles.
Anime muscles. See, I mean, but all I'm saying is Pete got some hands, so it would be
she have got a brain.
We don't see her be slick out here with it though. Mm. Like throughout this season. Like, remember when she took the guard gun and like bam, bam, bam? When she snuck in on air, like Peak got
that some. Was more so she was unassuming. That's when her being a master of disguise helped her out. But I wouldn't say that was something that was of skill. Like, that's just some tactical shit you learn in Army 101.
Oh, boo.
Well, I don't know, because them niggas that be in them charges, I know they can't do that, but
Detroit survival tactics.
Yeah, but yeah, so Peak, she, you know, I wouldn't say she was like, oh, I'm so scared, but more so like, oh, fuck, like, this is not the person who I'm trying to fight right now, and that's how I feel.
For sure.
Like, it was more so like, I'm really trying to get out of this unscathed, and she gonna make it harder for me to do that.
Yeah, after that.
Yeah, so after that beautiful shot of Mikasa and, you know, on top of the wall, fighting Pete. And then what comes next?
With Aaron, he's like looking at Zeke, and then we have Falco over here chewing on Reiner like a piece of steak or something like that, like a really,
yes,
really well done steak.
He was like gnawing on his back, and it was kind of funny because he's like, not funny, but it's more so like, I'm over Reiner, so over Reiner.
Oh my god,
and I'm so over his monologues, and you know. He's still trying to hold on to Aaron's leg, and while he's getting his back chomped on. So, you know, he's like, okay, I'm going to give the armor titan to Falco. And then we see our king come, and, you know, Reiner's like turning around. And it's so interesting because it's like, what's the peripheral vision of a titan? Because it's like, how do you even know what's going on behind you with your big armored head and neck? It's, I don't know. That's just how I thought. But, so, what?
Oh no. It's it I the peripheral vision of a Titan. It I don't know because like it I think like it varies because they have some like spidey senses of some of them. But what do you think was running through Gabby's head as she was watching all of this?
Who knows what's going on through that little psycho's head? We know she just kill, 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 kill. All she want to do is rack up points, kill, kill, kill.
Oh
Take
man.
GTA away from that little girl.
That, yeah. You know how they say that children are responsible for like a certain amount of gun deaths each year in America? Gabby would definitely be responsible for several each year.
She would be one of those little girls that be taking pictures with their family and all their guns and stuff. Like, that's definitely the vibe she gives me. Big MAGA vibes. But yeah, she soft whiner, you know, still trying to hold on to Aaron. And so Gabby's watching all of this happen and, you know, looking traumatized. But you know, she's number one in her class. So she has to find some way to get into action. And so, you know, Porco is talking wet to Reiner. And,
As
you know, she was
always.
like, I saw Marcel's memories. And, you know, I'm always going to be better than you. You ain't shit. You ain't going to never be shit. And this is my last dying words to you. He's like, I want you to know as I die that you ain't going to never be shit. And, you know, that's a lot. That's real tough to use your last words to let somebody else know that they ain't shit and they ain't gonna never be shit. Like, you use them all your energy just to get them words out.
He literally called that dude a lousy ass warrior.
He did. After Ryan was just talking about, did we finish the mission?
Nigga.
Like, this man, this mission 10 years long. And he, did we finish the mission? Like, no, nigga, you did not. And you ain't gonna never finish the mission.
All you doing is getting your ass beat by the same dude repeatedly.
Same shit, different day.
You know that, oh shit, here we go again. See,
Exactly.
yeah, that's Reiner every time he come up against Aaron.
Every time. But yeah, so Porco basically makes himself yummy, yummy, so Falco can run over to him. He was like, and this just proves that I'm still gonna be better than you. Like, the Titan that was trying to eat you running over to me because you ain't shit. Like, imagine, imagine. Oh my God.
He
Like,
has
what can
like
you
apple face.
say? Exactly. Half his face gone, like ate out, like Mr. Pac-Man took a piece of him. And Ryan just looking like stuck. And I mean, it's like, but what can you say? I would just have to be quiet because you definitely served me. Like, my bad. So he's like, you know, I'm gonna let him eat me. And, you know, Gabby's like, huh, Mr. Galliard? And I really just can't wait to see Falco's transformation into the new latest Jaw Titan. We've had
That's
so
gonna
many
be
Jaw
so cool.
Titans, but so fourth one, here we come, the fourth model.
You want to know? That's really interesting that the Jaw Titan has been the most passed around Titan. Well, actually, the founder Titan also has been passed around a lot in this series episodes or whatnot. But the Jaw Titan, we've had every which way that the Jaw Titan can look. So Falco's transformation, I'm pretty sure is going to be some type of cool because they made him a cool looking Titan, I guess. Like they turned this little chubby boy into a tall giraffe Titan. So,
Man, why you call him chubby?
well, I mean, remember in the beginning when he was like running at the back of the pack, like the chubby kids doing gym class?
Okay, just because he don't have no stamina don't mean he chubby. But anyway, us chubby chasers out here.
We look at me. We saying that.
Anyway, so Rhonda gets pissed. And then
Rhonda gets punches Aaron. I see a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Take his anger out on other people.
At least try to. And it's really crazy because, like, as he does that, he's not even successful in punching Aaron and taking his anger out on other people, you know? Because, like, Aaron hits him with the okie doke. And then the OG scouts come through. So he's getting hit with the rocket spears and everything. And Aaron's getting away. So he did not succeed in his mission. He got called pretty much a bitch ass nigga, a lousy ass warrior to his comrade's dying breath. It's not a good day for Reiner, but no day is a good day for Reiner.
Reiner never gets the job done.
And so we have all of that happening. And oh, like there are some really cool things going on. Because you have Zeke talk about how imitating Keek was a good idea, and Aaron just running towards him. And it's just really crazy because Aaron, it's like Aaron's been trying to get here this whole time. This whole time, Aaron has been trying to get to Zeke. And Aaron, since he's been the protagonist since day one, so you know what? I'm not a Jaegerist, but I'm going to stick with him for now, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry.
I said, mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stick with him for now. And he's running. And then as he's running, like he's doing a 40-yard dash. He's just getting there. You see the determination on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then out the corner of his eye, you see Gabby. Oh, my gosh. And this starts to show a lot of the stuff, but you see Gabby, rifle loving ass, just sitting there. And where does she get that from? Like, how she get that over there?
The people need to know. Like, why do you have spare Titan rifles just sitting there waiting, stand up for you?
Conveniently standing there. And this is on the ground, right?
Exactly, yes.
And you telling me she drug, because we see, so you telling me she drug all of that over there?
Like, that's what I'm saying, like, somebody had to be helping this girl, or unless the adrenaline got her ass jumping.
But she was just standing there crying, like, 15 seconds ago.
Okay, crying don't stop, no show.
Man, so we see Gabby, and you know she love it. So, Gabby might be after Sasha. I mean, Sasha was the best shot on the show, but Gabby, she on her sniper stuff too, because she shoots Aaron, and you see her about to do it, and as this is going on, you have all of the scenes. You have all the things going on, and she shoots him like right through the neck. But like as it's building up to the shot, you see like Armin and Mikasa fighting Peek. You see Connie and Jean looking, and then everybody sees what's going on. Like Zeke is reaching out towards Aaron. And Aaron's head, like seeing this animated in comparison to when I read it in the manga, it was like so beautiful. It's not that's not beautiful in the manga, but the way that they put things together in this episode was like really cool. Like you had the blood like gushing around and whatnot. It was just kind of like defeating a little bit. Like, how'd you feel when we seen Aaron's head literally get shot off?
I wasn't expecting it, especially just, you know, look, when I saw Gabby, I didn't realize that Gabby had a gun initially with her. Like, I thought that, you know, Aaron was going to see her and they was going to do something, like, you know, he was going to stop or whatever. But I didn't realize that he was going to stop all right. But, you know, it was going to be her that was stopping him. And I should have known, but I feel like I thought so much had happened so far in the story that, you know, maybe she wouldn't want to kill Aaron. Especially because, you know, if anybody, it should be Zeke that she would want to kill, because that's who she know.
That's a good point. That's a real good point.
It was just interesting, you know, seeing it. And then, like, once it happened, just the way his head was just like, and then, you know, all the flashback and stuff, and, you know, seeing all the royal family, and it was just a lot of different things in that flashback, and, like, seeing them as kids and stuff. And
wait. Before they got to that flashback, they flashed back to
they did back to in Liberia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you had Aaron and Zeke talking about the plan and how it all came together. And he was pretty much, and I mean, that's when they kind of talk about Yelena's only purpose, which was a go-between. But he's asking Aaron if he supported the euthanization plan, and mm-hmm. Aaron gets to talking about the father of the year and seeing his memories, Grisha. And that's when he's talking about when we do see the royal family, but that's when he's talking about how Grisha went through and he killed everybody and all of the
they're dead and they get to survive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's when Zeke is like,
and he throws in that bomb.
Yeah, because, like, they pretty much agree to the plan because he
allegedly.
Well,
and then I'll say what I want to say.
Aaron never did say, yes, I'll do what you said. Aaron just gave this whole story about how he felt. And kind of, in a way, he kind of talked his way around it, you know? Because he said, like, I'll put an end to the 2,000 years of Titan domination. Mm-hmm. He didn't say how he was going to do it. He just said, I'm going to keep moving forward, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then also, like, when Zeke threw him that baseball, he didn't catch it. And then he was like, oh, being in the hospital must have made me sluggish. And it was really interesting because, like, Zeke's eyes got big. And I think that was also, like, one of those things where Zeke knew that it was a potential of Aaron betraying him.
See. Okay. Speaking of Zeke's eyes, because we get to see a shot of Zeke's eye as Aaron's head gets shot off. And then mm-hmm. we see Zeke's eye, like, right before he threw him baseball when he's mm-hmm. Tearing up. And it's really... just the artistry and the difference between the two is really cool. And after that, that's when you get, and when I seen this in the manga, I was like, huh, like, because you process images a lot faster than you do when you watch things, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you're looking at a still scene in the manga, it's like you observe what's happening, then you move to the next panel, right? But seeing the because, like, it shows all of the birds, which there we have more avian symbolism right there. Mm-hmm. We have the birds. We have more of Mikasa and all the Titan Zeke. You have the Titans eating people. And it's like all of this is going on at the same exact second that Aaron's head got shot off. Like, we have Connie mm-hmm. and Jean fighting Reiner because Reiner can't even beat two scouts. Like,
soft.
Like, it's a really crazy progression as we just see all of these really nice still shots, and it's like, it's just like the cinematography behind it, like, you could put, like, you know how, like, on TikTok or whatever, there's like, put this music behind something, if you put some really classical stuff behind these stills, which are kind of some type of music behind it. But as they progress, like, it is just really beautiful, like, very beautiful, down to seeing Aaron, like, how they showed us his head, how they showed us his body, and, like, the blood coming out of his body.
But I think it made it more beautiful by the fact they didn't have any music behind it. They didn't have anything behind it. And, you know, we didn't have to listen to people's screams or bullets flying, and, you know, but looking at the visuals of people being eaten, crunched, like, just imagine the crunching that's happening as a Titan is breaking apart this Marlian soldier. And, you know, you're seeing people, Titans break through homes and through roofs and just, you know, demolishing people. And, you know, just the pure carnage that's happening in these steel shots. I think, like, you know, classical music behind it is would be, like, very Batman-esque, but it's also, you know, I guess more eerie to me that the fact that there was nothing behind it, and it's just like you're just watching all this happen, and, like, it is happening in that 1 second as Aaron gets shot, and
it kind of feels surreal.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no, like, it definitely invoked the emotions out of me watching it. But I did classical music. I'm not saying that they should have put classical music. I just, like, that would be like it would work with the cinematography, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I was just saying, like, the no music was one of those things kind of, like, jarring. And you, like, you know what? They probably tried to put a whole bunch of music behind it, and they just, like, fuck it, let's put no music. And everybody was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that. That probably, yeah.
Especially the way it was cut, and, like, how it cut from different parts of Shagun Shaga, and you just seeing, like, all how everything's playing out.
Okay, so you know how all this is happening in 1 second? Like, eventually, Zeke catches Aaron's head, right? Mm-hmm. But as all this is playing out, the steals and whatnot, I kind of almost feel like it's showing the importance of the moment, but it's also showing that it really almost doesn't matter in a sense, because, like, all this other stuff is going on. So everything that they're showing you, either none of it matters or only this matters. You get what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. So either everything that's happening outside of Aaron's head getting shot off does not matter, or
it don't. I'm gonna stop you right there. It don't.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I think is really cool about this.
Okay. Okay. Now I get it.
So that's what I really think is cool about all of it and how it's all playing out, because it's, like, really, like, just still, and just the cinematography behind it is really cool, and I really enjoyed it. So then you have Zeke, like, it concludes with, or kind of concludes with, which was really funny, because Gabby, she doesn't, where she, how, she can't even take the recoil from the gun, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it knocks her out. Mm-hmm. And that's just funny to me. But it gets into the flashbacks. And as the flashbacks, like, you see, that's Aaron's eye that's blinking, right?
I thought it was Zeke's.
Huh. I thought it was Aaron's because it's going back to Aaron's memories.
Oh, it might be. It was, I think Aaron's eye is blue.
But you see either whoever's eye it is, it's kind of, which would be, because that could be the moments between the blinking. I need to go back and watch that. But you have the eye, and, like, of course, like, the beautifully drawn eyes in this anime, honestly, I think it might be second to none out of the anime that I've watched.
Whoa, this, you haven't watched Demon Slayer.
This, and I'm
now, that 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 gives this, because we talked shit about MAPPA last season. So MAPPA came and cleaned up their shit, and I appreciate them for that. But UFO table been doing the damn thing from the get go. So
okay, did we talk shit about MAPPA last season? But let's not act like seasons 1, 2, and 3 don't exist and they haven't been.
But that wasn't MAPPA though.
Oh, I'm just saying that the Attack on Titan series as a series, the eye
okay
detail mm-hmm. might be second to none. That's what I'm
saying. Well, that's probably because the mangaka is that's his intention with the story. So yes, they have done eyes well. But last season it was rough.
It was a little bit rough. But
let's finish this review because we talking okay. shit.
So they're going through the memories and you see all of these different things happening. Like you see when Armin was running into the sea, you get some more avian imagery and you get some shots of the royal family. And all of this is really just kind of Aaron's trip to the path. We seen the path last, or when Zeke woke back up, but this is where we really get into our first lengthy interaction with the path.
Mm-hmm. So Aaron and Zeke are in the past, and you can tell that Aaron is kind of like, you know, cuts to Aaron being fully clothed and he's in the path and he's, you know, turning around assessing the situation because he's like, okay, you know, where are we? And Zeke's like, you know, we're in the path. And he's like, so I hear somebody talking. And he's like, that's the founding Emir. And Aaron's like, how you know? And he's like, because who else would it be? And he was just like, you know, she the one who creates the Titans and we working on our bodies and stuff. And he was just like, you know, you finally awake and stuff. And so, you know, this whole time Zeke is in chains. And Aaron asks several questions before he asks, why you in chains? And I do think that was funny because Aaron obviously was like, you ain't in no immediate danger right now. Because Zeke was like, oh, you finally noticed the chains. Well, I'm assuming they're, you know, related to the founding family's will. And I'm like, V, who was coming to get you?
See, during this whole scene, when they're talking about all of that, it kind of feels like, I don't know, it almost feels like a setup.
Well, obviously it was.
I mean, obviously it was, but it feels like it.
Okay, like, you're saying Aaron should have realized that as well?
Yes.
Okay, I can see that. I like watching it again, I can see the setup-y vibes, but I also think because Zeke has obviously been here longer than Aaron has, and Zeke has also been in here before, you know, he had the upper hand in that regard. So, like I said, when we talked about the first flash, we talked about the flashback where Aaron didn't catch the baseball, Zeke always had his reservations about Aaron. And like he said, Aaron, you're just the key. So I feel like if he felt like he could just get Aaron to get him in there, then that's all that mattered. He didn't care either if Aaron agreed with him because Aaron was a means to an end for him as well.
See, so, that's the offspring of Grisha for you.
Exactly. So I'm like, Zeke, you're so snarky. And so Zeke asked Aaron to enact a plan that they discussed. And Aaron said, boy, fuck you and your stupid little plan. And Aaron asked Ymir to lend her power. And Ymir walked straight past him. And Aaron was like, excuse me. And then, of course, Zeke, you know, he up here playing dumb, his fake tears and shit. And he playing like he locked up and stuff. And he was like, Aaron, I'm glad I got to hear your true intentions. And so, you know, Aaron assessing the situation and realizing, like, you know, he got played. And so Aaron's like, impossible. And I'm like, is it though?
Can we pause right quick?
Mm-hmm.
So as all of this is going on, you know, Zeke got his dirty nails out and everything.
Got some claws, some clampers.
Oh my gosh. And they just look so nasty.
Mm-hmm. But, he is not a material girl.
No, not at all. Like, it is, I don't know what he got going on. And it just really is disgusting to me. But like, they just keep showing it. And it just, it's giving me really bad vibes. It's giving me really bad vibes. Because as he's talking about, remember when he asked Aaron, like, was it their father's fault?
Mm-hmm. Our vile father.
Like, I don't know who has and has not been brainwashed at this point.
No, for real.
But yeah, it was just really nasty. So Zeke was talking to the when he's talking about Ymir and Ymir thinking that the royal blood, and she's just supposed to serve him and everything. How'd you feel like when the tables got turned?
Well, I just won't say the tables have gotten turned yet because nothing has happened. Because, you know, at this point, we're ending the episode on, like, as Zeke locked Aaron up and after he broke his fake chains, and then they end up headbutting each other, and then we see some more lightning happening. So, I mean, at this point, the game is still a tie. And so we're going to see, based on the previews, of them going back down memory lane again. So, yeah, I don't think the tables have been turned by any means. I do think that this is just adding another layer.
I don't know. It just kind of feels like Aaron has been in complete control this whole time. And this is the first time where it feels like he's not.
Like it's been loose control, because I feel like both of them were trying to be in control, Zeke and Aaron, but both of them could only control so much. And so, you know, the one part that they can't control, which was each other, is how we got to where we are right now.
True. Well, man, this was quite an episode.
It was a lot of meat in this episode.
Yes, which kind of makes sense because the manga, in comparison for this episode, it was like, what, a chapter and a half? So, want to tell some differences that you've seen between the manga and the anime this week?
Yeah, it was like, because like we've been saying, the manga is just really lengthy just compared to other mangas that I read, and so it doesn't leave me wanting more. But the anime kind of gives me more that I didn't even ask for. Like, the anime just filled out a lot more, fleshed out a lot more of the manga. Like, for example, when Reiner got when Aaron was punching Porco, and, you know, it was only one punch in the manga, but then, like, we was talking, it was five punches in the anime. So, you know, it's like little things like that fleshing out. Like, they show, like, the top part of Yelena's head, but then in the anime, like, it fleshed it out to showing, like, exactly where she was. Like, you know, she was still sitting on top of the building and, you know, watching all the chaos go on. And that was... it was just little things. It was nice to see some of the things fleshed out in the anime, and just more so how they rearranged some things. But they definitely took a whole chapter and a half and, like, you know, fleshed it out really well.
So, like...
oh, and it was chapter 119 and 120.
Yeah, for the record. What I really liked... between how they adapted it from the anime into the anime from the manga was when everybody was transforming. Because, like, they show, like, you know, the different people, like, stills of them right before they transform. Like, you even get Pixis. He's drinking. He's not down to the last drop in the manga, but he's still drinking. And then, like, they just have, like, this boom event, like, how we got the sky and you've seen all the Titans transforming. But mm-hmm. how in the anime this week, how they, like, how you were talking about, like, it went down for, like, cellular structure type stuff. And you had all of, like, the transformations being shown. I did really appreciate how they did that in comparison to the manga, which, I mean, I guess, like, the manga's already long enough that you can't, we don't need those extra panels, you know? But that was a really cool flesh out between the two this week.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that I kind of noticed and liked was with, like, the dialogue was just, like, a little bit different. Like, we've already talked about how the animation is going to be different. And that, I don't know, that's why I really love how they animate. But the dialogue kind of fit the anime just a little bit more. It kind of mm-hmm. felt better than it did in the manga. Like, in the manga, there's Reiner as he's trying to commit suicide for, again, or just trying to die. He was talking about, like, I have to undo the armor and transfer it. Da, 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 da. In the anime, he was like, yeah, I just have to make it a little bit weaker. And then there we go. Like, we took lines away from Reiner in anime. Like, I will applaud that every single time, you know? So the way they transformed it was pretty cool this week.
Mm-hmm. So who's your Titan of the week?
That's kind of difficult because mm-hmm. all of them kind of showed out in their own ways, Reiner not included. I'm not going to give it to, well, see, and so let's discuss this, because
wow, okay, mm-hmm.
we have Aaron, who was out here, and Aaron was beast mode and he used his Titan powers again very impressively. We have, like, when he escaped and everything, right? We have Peek out here, and Peek is doing the thing. Like, she got McGath out there hitting targets, you know, knocking people out. We started the episode with Zeke falling down. So, like, Peek out here doing her thing, and then it seems like she wiped out the wannabe scouts, and she Armin and Mikasa aren't killing her at this point. So, like, we have Peek out here doing her thing. We have Porco, he out here, and he talking his shit. Like, he didn't live, but he out here talking his shit. And if you can demean somebody to your last breath, I'm not sure, not that saying that that's, like, the best thing in the world, but that takes a lot of gusto, you know?
Yeah, you petty, so I know you were late.
Wow. But nah, like, he was out here fighting to his last breath. So I kind of, and oh wait, forgot my man Armin. Armin's out here being a tactician. He doesn't deserve it. He almost died. So yeah.
We're not giving people Titan of the Week if they did not transform into a Titan. If they're not
considered. Then Armin never has a shot almost.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, come on, man. Gotta give it to my guy sometime. At least put him in a conversation. He's like, he's like,
no. He don't get to be a part of the conversation until he turns into a Titan. Or at least until he enters the path. I'll allow that.
Yeah, I cut him slack, but he doesn't deserve it. So yeah, it's kind of between Aaron. I guess it's Aaron. After making the cases, it's Aaron. Because I kind of want to give it a shout out to the Stallion Titan, but it's Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me. Who do you think?
I'm going to give it to Porco. Just because he was a real one on his way out. And, you know, he fought the good fight. While he always followed instructions, And, you know, he was always a little fighter. Even though he was small, he was mighty. And, you know, since this is a little memorial, I'll give him my Titan of the Week because he won't get it again. So, you know, RIP to a real one.
Oh, man. Because he won't get it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll show him some respect. You know, gave him his flowers.
We'll pour out some for him.
Right. A little
light
bit
up for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I was looking for a lighter so I can do a little flick, but I ain't even got one next to me.
Wait. I got one. Hold on. Yeah, wait. Yeah, I can hear that.
You sound like it's almost out of gas.
Oh, man. But we lighting up some gas for pork up.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So, what type of predictions do you have for next week?
So, since Zeke and Aaron are in the past right now, time is moving differently for them. So I think that they're going to spend pretty much the whole episode in the past because Zeke is trying to show Aaron how Grisha not shit. And Aaron's like, bro, I know he not shit, but just because he not shit in the way that he wasn't shit to you don't mean he not shit in the way he was shit to me, you know? And it's like, he can be ain't shit in multiple different ways. And so I think we're going to find out a little more about Grisha's terrible parenting next episode.
Anime Father of the Year.
What about you?
I don't, and again, oh my gosh, I didn't watch the previews, but I'm pretty sure that we're about to spend a little bit of time in the past because Aaron's dead at this point or not alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have to overcome how Aaron, like, because Aaron is the character that doesn't die. So I'm pretty sure that Gabby, because she took out Sasha. There ain't no way that they giving her both Sasha and Aaron's body. So.
Oh, no.
There's really nothing that I will do to believe that Aaron is ever going to die. I think that before we get to that point, that they kind of have to. So I feel like that whole episode is going to be about that. And we might get a little bit more action about what's going on outside. But as we already said, it's irrelevant, right?
Yeah, honestly. After that rumbling start.
I mean, it ain't there yet, so.
Well, the previews already told us, so.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying like, it ain't there yet.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, once the Brumbling Beast start, everybody gonna be fodder anyway, so.
Oh, my gosh. But quite the episode.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
We are quite the podcast, and it has been very enjoyable.
Where did it come from?
I mean, I was just
bigging us up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But nah, like it's been really cool. Do you have anything else to send us out with?
No, it has been cool. This has been really fun. A little passion project. But where can the people find you?
You can find me at Chuck_mate_. You find me there. Find me anywhere. How about yourself?
You can find me on Twitter at PrimaYana. And you can find me on my other podcast at Kinda Complicated Podcast. We are releasing on Tuesday. So that's tomorrow if you're listening. So, yeah.
Before we get out, don't be a flock. Rate us 5 stars. If you want to hit us up, you can hit us up at our Gmail account, blackontitan@gmail.com. And shout out to Rifty Beats for the intro and outro. And
Rifty, a real one.
Yeah, we'll put the where you can read the manga at in the description.
Yes.
Have a good night.
And we out.